This morning we have a young brother. Well, he's not quite as young perhaps as he was when I first got to know him, but he's still relatively young. But he's going to preach in his third language. Okay? So patience is called for this morning. Okay? His first language is Hungarian, his second language is Romanian, and his third language is in English. And so Adrian's going to come this morning and share the word of God with us in his third language. So bless him, Lord. Hallelujah.
First of all, I'd like to say a big thank you for this lovely opportunity to speak about the Lord. And it's always good to speak about him. There's nothing more important in this life, in this world, than knowing Jesus and have a relationship with him. That's why we are here, because he made a huge sacrifice for our lives. Some people, they take it for granted that they live because they to enjoy life. We live because he died and he was resurrected. So now every time when I speak about God, it's always, I've got very emotional, because I know that his presence is here in the church. And I'm sure that if God would open our spiritual eyes and we'd see Jesus sitting down here, I think we wouldn't go home empty. Our eyes will be kept on him and look at him and the way he's smiling at us, and he's happy for our decision this morning to come to church. There's no better place than coming in the house of the Lord. And I have to tell you this, because I feel every time I come to church, I feel that Jesus is here. And we all need Jesus. We all need him. He made a huge sacrifice for you. Every one of us, we are valuable. Doesn't matter where you come from, what is your color of your skin, what language do you speak. We all need Jesus, and he died for us. I go to the Poundland and buy something for £1, and if you breaks or get lost or stolen, I said, oh, just stolen £1. There's no value. But when you buy a £10,000 car and you scratch it for the first day, just a tiny bit, I bet you can't sleep all night thinking about how much will it cost me. I have to tell you that you're worth more than a car. You're worth more than the world. And Jesus came down from heaven. He left his home. He left his home for you and for me. He came into flesh. He born in a manger among the animals, surrounded with the animals. Then the Bible says that he had no to lay his head. Foxes has holes. The birds of the air has nests. But the Son of Man has got nowhere to lay his head. How much sacrifice he done for us. And sometimes we don't really care about him, how he feels about us. We are valuable. We're very valuable in his God's eyes. I know I would finish my preach here, but I have to keep on. I chose a passage, one of my favorite passage from the Bible, 1 Samuel chapter 3 and 1 till 10. The boy Samuel ministered before the Lord under Eli. In those days, the word of the Lord was rare. There were not many visions. One night, Eli, whose eyes were becoming so weak that he could barely see, was lying down in his usual place. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was lying in the temple of the Lord where the ark of God was. Then the Lord called Samuel. Samuel answered, "Here I am." And he ran to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." But Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." So he went and lay down. Again the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." "My son," Eli said, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. The Lord called Samuel a third time, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, "Here I am, you called me." Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, "Go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, 'Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood here, calling as the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, speak, for your servant is listening. We know the story about Samuel. I know you know that he was a gift from God, a gift from God. His mother Hannah was praying for a child, and she promised that if God will bless her with a child, she will offer him to the Lord in ministry. And I can see that Hannah was so courageous, so brave. He was only one. Yes, she had only one son. And she was prepared to sacrifice to the Lord, to say thank you. God, Lord, thank you for giving me a child, but I give it back to you. I give it back to you in your ministry. So at the age of 4, Samuel had been brought to the temple. And as we read in the first verse, that Samuel ministered before the Lord on Eli. So he started his ministry. According to the Bible, who's clever people, these theologians, they say that Samuel was 12 years old when when God spoke to him. And what strikes me that it's on verse 7 that now Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. And I ask this question then, God, how possible to serve God who do not know? I'm sure Samuel was a very clever, very smart little boy. Eli spoke about God's miracles, about creation, Adam, Eve, Abraham, Moses, Joseph. And God is saying that he did not know the Lord. You come to church every Sunday. You hear the sermons, the songs you know by heart. And God's just telling you that you don't know me. You don't know me. It's very sad, is it? Because, you know, you spend all your time, so many years in church, and God to tell you, you don't know me. There is a big difference between knowing God and knowing about God. We all know the queen. Who is she? Yeah? Her address, her name, how she looks like. We know everything about her. We know that she loves Pat, you know, Pat, yeah, and she got 3 dogs, I think. Yeah, 3 dogs. But I can't say that I know her because she never invited me for dinner, cup of tea. And if I would turn up at the Buckingham Palace, say, oh, I know everything about you. Yeah, I know. Well, the question would ask me, who are you? I wouldn't be able to spend a night. Even I saw news that somebody just went across the fence and been arrested. But God is different. God is totally different. We know about God, and it's very good to know about God. But God wants now to know him personally, to have a relationship with him. Doesn't matter if your father is a pastor, singer, or missionary. Every one of us needs to meet God, to stay in front of the Lord. Samuel was only 12 years old, but he didn't call his mother, he called him, Samuel, Samuel. God knows our names. We don't need to introduce me. God, I'm Adrian, you know, and, you know, do you know me? Oh, I know Adrian, I know where you come from. Because God wants to have a personal relationship with him. This is one of the main key in our Christian lives. That's why God was telling to Samuel that you don't know me yet. You heard about me, good things. But you don't know me. And God's calling us today to have a personal life. And then when you feel that God will change your life, this is when you're going to see that, oh, my life is changed. We can preach every day. We can preach years and decades about God. But the Holy Spirit is who will come into a person's life, person's heart. And then he will really feel God, to know God. We can talk about God, how great, how good he is, but the person must feel. I have to feel this. And this is why God calling us for a personal relationship, because he wants that you have to experience it. I mean, Peter was preaching 3,000 people came to the Lord. Why? Because the Holy Spirit was coming to the people's heart and say, yeah, we are sinners and we need Jesus. This is what we need. This is why I have to pray that the Holy Spirit to work in people's life. Because I can never change, even my wife. I can't change her thinking. So you know, God only can change. That's why Samuel needed to have a close relationship, because God had a very big purpose with him. And he needed to have an open eyes and open heart to receive the message from God. And you always need to have a pure heart, because who has pure heart will see God. This is the main thing, our hearts, to have pure. God is holy and we need to be holy. We have to live a holy life to meet God. If you got no holy life, if you still let things in your life to come in, sins, will be difficult to meet God. But God wants us to be close to him. When you're close to God, you will see how holy your life will start. Just imagine your child, yeah? When you're not around, you can run anywhere, all over the places, break things. When you're there and say, sit down, what is the difference? Because you have a Lord and say, oh, we have a conscious God. Adrian is not allowed to do it. Don't say that. You know, don't do this, don't do that. God is there and makes you just aware of this. That's why you need a personal relationship. You need a personal guidance, a person who can guide you in your life, in the Christian life. This is all we need. And it's very, very important, I would say, to know God, to have a personal life. And I was looking for some verses as well, and I found quite shocking, but it's very true, a verse from Matthew chapter 7, 21st till 23. It says, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy your name, and in your name drive out demons and perform many miracles? Then I will tell them plainly, I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers. And when I looked at this verse the first time, I saw that said many will say, many is, in other words, a great number will say, so many people will say to that day that I did not do this in your name, I do that in your name, and God and Jesus will say, I never knew you. You see, the word I never knew you, we go back to Samuel. How important to know God. It's really important, because your life is, your eternal life is depending on it. We must know God. Who is he? We have to get a close relationship with him. That on that day, God will say to us, come, my child. God have to recognize us that day. Oh, I know you. I know you. Oh, I know you. How happy you're going to be that day. And oh, God recognize us and let us in this heaven, is his home. Just amazing thing to have that experience. God is telling us that knowing God is very important and is a must, because there are a few reasons for it. It's first, to be able to fulfill his commandments. And if you go to Luke chapter 10, verse 25 and 26 and 27. On one occasion, an expert in the law stood up to test Jesus. Teacher, he asked, what must I do to inherit eternal life? What is written in the law? He replied. How do you read it? He answered, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Can you love someone if you don't know? I wouldn't marry my wife if I wouldn't know her. Her mom would tell about Violet how beautiful, how gorgeous she is, how pretty. Said, I don't care, I want to see her. get her on the phone. I can speak to her. I'm going to have to take her out. I have to listen to her voice. Who is she? I'm going to feel her love towards me and to see, can I love this person? Can I feel her love? This is very important to fulfill. Because if you can't love someone, you can't fulfill this commandment. We have to get close to God, to Jesus, have a personal life, and fall in love every day, a daily basis. Oh God, thank you. You have me today through my problems. You know, you healed me. I love you, I love you, I love you. And then we will end up saying that, I love my Lord with all my heart, with all my soul. And we don't need to be Christian just to escape hell. We have to be Christians because we can't live without God. We can't be separated with God. That's why you have to be Christian, because the love for God is more powerful than anything else. And I will spend the whole time with Jesus. It's the most wonderful thing. Then if you think about it, that Jesus will be with us forever and ever and ever. And it's worthy. I know as we're going so many problems through, and every one of us, we came with their own problems. But today, Jesus can resolve this. All we have to say is, God, I'm here. I'm waiting for you. Please change my life. You can't change your life on your own. How hard you can try, only God can help you. If you would change your life on your own, with your own strength, we wouldn't need God. Well, we need God because we can't change. Jesus needed to die for our sins. He needed to bring this sacrifice and his blood. Because you say that if someone gives his blood, he gave everything, his life. Because the blood is the life in us. And I probably have to finish it soon. But thanks Lord, thanks God that I what I said on the message, what God put on my heart. But I would like to end it with an experience, what my father had with God. And I have to tell you that God can actually talk to you in different ways, in any ways. Just have to be ready, have to be open. At the age of 40, my father had cancer, and he went to hospital, and the doctor said, you need the surgery straight away, because if you don't do, you're going to die in a couple of weeks, because the cancer spread all over the body and there's no chance for you. Only 99%, you know, 0.01%, they will have a chance to live. And my father said, oh my God, I mean, I can't really, I'm not prepared for this. The doctor said, if I'm not sure if you come alive from surgery. And he said, God, if you really exist, you know, you will help me. If you really exist. Because I got 4 children to look after, and I'm too young to die. And I want to serve you. You see, this is where God comes. When you have problems and you've got illness, you've got life-threatening illness, then you're calling upon God. And as my father said, that the illness is a friend of you, because it reminds you who you are and you need God. Because when you're fresh and you got everything, your money and health, you don't need God, you're not calling. I don't need God now, yet. This is what we say. So after 8 or 10 hours surgery, he opened his eyes. And he was the happiest man on earth. He said, I was so glad that God helped me through this. God so good, so great, and I will serve him for the rest of my life. He made a decision there. Just unbelievable. He said, I know, I got loads of pain all over my body, but I know that I'm alive. This is the main thing. And I can suffer it. Oh, doesn't matter what pain. He said, but I'm alive and I can see my children next day. And he had a prayer. He said, God, because you saved me, because I came out alive from surgery, I want to say thank you to you, but I would like to see you face to face and to say thank you. What a wonderful prayer. And what a brave one as well. So after he's finished prayer, he said, I'm going to sleep now. And when he closed his eyes, literally he felt the bed shaking. Bed shaking. And he got scared. He said, there's an earthquake or something. Something is happening. So well, he said, I'm not going to open my eyes. So he started shaking again. And suddenly just he felt that someone was like lifting him up. And all the pain he had in his body, he's just disappeared. He said, oh my God, I don't feel any pain. What's going on? It was around 3 o'clock in the morning and he was going up high and high. And just suddenly, so when you close your eyes, when you especially when you sleep at night and, you know, your wife, you know, turns the lights on, just, oh, it's like this, you know, so it wakes you up a little bit, yeah? So this is what happened. It was going up and up, and when he opened his eyes, he saw bright color. Like, he saw the sky, it was so blue, so beautiful, he's never seen anything in his life. He said, where I am? Is my body down there, you know, under the bed? I'm here, up there. And from distance was a beautiful white cloud coming towards him and just stood upon him, above him. And a voice was speaking to him. And he said, who are you that you want to see me? Can't you see what I created, all the creation? And then God showed him so many things, so many like visions, like beautiful places we've never been. God of Abraham, of Isaac and Jacob, talk to my father. Father experience you can have with God. But it doesn't matter if it's my father or my uncle or anybody or Moses. They're all sinners. We all need God. God can speak to us every time, every day. It's all you need, just your dedicated heart. You need to dedicate your life to the Lord and say, God, I want you to speak to me. I want the word, the Bible, to come alive. Because it doesn't come alive, it's going to be a fairy tale. Yeah? Captain Hook, he's going to be alive here, flying. But this is what we want, the scripture to come alive. And I want to see Jesus working in my life, in your lives. And I want the real Jesus, who's sitting here, to come into my heart and to speak to me. And that day, my father's life changed. He didn't care that he's got cancer, that's probably got a few months to live. He said to me, God spoke to me, the creator who created the heavens and earths, and he spoke to me. I'm nobody. I'm a sinner. But because God sees your heart and your desire, he came down from heaven to speak to you. And he said, I can't forget that voice. You can't compare any voice. It's so calm. He said, if God would preach to me, I've listened all my life. I wouldn't be fed up. Because he's our creator. He's a real person. He's a real spiritual person. He's a real spiritual person. And when my mother came to the hospital, and he was so happy. It's like he didn't really seem to have an operation. He seems to have a birthday party or something. Or winning the lottery, yeah, better. So he just had operation last night. I don't care. He said, God spoke to me. And he said that you know, who I am. Yeah, it's true, who I am. I'm nobody. Especially when you fly by plane and you see how small you are, even you can't eat. This is like, you look down, where I am. No, and God loves us, this nothings. Because we are nothings comparing to him. But he paid a high price for us to have a personal relationship with him, a daily personal relationship. And once you're going to live your lives on a daily basis with God, then God is going to speak to you as well. God spoke to many people in the Bible. So many people can speak to us. And when you're going to hear his voice, your life will change. And from that day, my father was speaking to God, and God was speaking to him. We had a prayer meeting in our house every Wednesday and Friday. And when we put down, when we put on our knees, and God was speaking to him, it was people's secrets. People never been to our prayer meeting. Without saying anything, he said, God is telling you this, do that, because the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit. And from that moment, my father's life changed. He had a passion for people. We live in Romania, we have an orphanage. And you see that when we had that day, the prayer meeting, a long line with those people from the orphanage, they come to our house. And they were sitting all down because the house was full. God's presence was there. So I was only 16 at that time. But I feel in my bones, I feel in my blood, I feel everywhere that God can speak to you, because I was there. Just amazing. And maybe God can call you tonight when you're sleeping, wakes you up. Would anyone want God to speak to them? Yes. Yes? To call your name? You don't need to introduce yourself, because He knows. He created you. And next Sunday, you have kids can come in, they come in the front and say, God spoke to me. Hallelujah. God spoke to me. My life changed. I know He's my creator now. Because usually when you work in a big company, you don't know who's your boss. Just you work, you're all your ages. Who's the guy? It's your boss. Man. Oh, I didn't know that. We don't want that. We want to know Him. Because if you're planning to spend your eternal life with Him, we have to get to know each other. That's why we need a personal life.